Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 23. How can we ever make contact with the High and Lofty One? The High and Lofty One who inhabits eternity, whose name is Holy, dwells in the high and holy place. How could we ever make contact with him when he is so apparently inaccessible? Then, wonder of wonders, he tells us where we can find access to him. I dwell with him who has a contrite and humble spirit. Would you like to meet this high and holy one? Okay, get acquainted with someone whose spirit is contrite and humble, maybe in your workplace, or there might be some such student at your school. The Lord has his home there with such a person. Don't let yourself be fooled. It might turn out to be the janitor. Ignore or despise him or her and you end up treating Christ like his people did long ago. Perhaps you are the person who is of a humble spirit and you find yourself being battered in subtle ways in our modern cultural barnyard. The Bible assures us that if there is anywhere someone who does indeed follow in the footsteps of Jesus, that person is bound to suffer some kind of persecution. What really hurts is when it turns out to be your church that can happen. When it does, we are driven back to Isaiah 57, I dwell with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. The idea of the word is to make alive, almost to resurrect. The word spirit has a small s, which means the source of your own personality, the real you. You have something that keeps you happy and sweet even when you are persecuted. Isaiah makes the point more clear in chapter 66, thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. But on this one will I look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, and who trembles at my word. It's the trembling at his word that makes God feel at home to dwell with you, not trembling in the sense of terror, but to be thrilled with delight in reading his word. Use your new day to get better acquainted with him.